up? Welcome to my AMA part two. I was a little ambitious and I was like, okay, I'm so sick of hearing my own voice. And I think you guys are too, you know, like I don't want to talk about myself for like 6 hours. That's not fun for anyone. I want to talk about other things. I want to hear from you guys. Plus, editing Cheerleader took me like, maybe like 10 hours in total. So I was literally like listening to my own voice for like 10 hours. I mean, not straight. I did it in 2 days, but still it was a lot, you know? So, okay, let's do this. Okay. Can you hear that? Is that an ASMR thing or is that just gross? Whatever, fuck it. Okay. Speaking of ASMR, we have a question from still Eric, I think. Yeah, Eric. Do you hopefully get ASMR tingles? If so, what are your favorite triggers? Okay. This is gonna sound so so humble braggy, but the first time that I've ever gotten like an ASMR tingle was when I was editing my succubus audio. So little, like my first ASMR tingle was like listening to my own voice, and it was, I think, when it was like the little reverby like giggle that like traveled like from your left ear to your right. That was like the first time that I was like, ooh, so this is what people were talking about. Cause like before, like I didn't get it, but then I heard that and I was like, okay, I get it. But yeah, is that gross? Like, is that so like humble braggy? Sorry if it is, but I'm not gonna lie to you guys. Okay. What are your most controversial opinions? Ooh, that's a really good question. Most controversial. Okay, here it is. So, I totally understand if you guys don't like me anymore after this, but, oh my god, how am I gonna say this? Okay. Carbs are overrated. Sorry, just, you know. Oh my god, I can't believe I finally let that out. But no, yeah, straight up. Growing up, my parents love shoving like rice and like potatoes down my throat, because like I don't know like where they heard this, but it's like one of those like old wives tales that are like, if you want your kid to like grow up to be like big and strong or whatever, they have to eat a lot of, you know, like bread and potatoes and rice. So I was just like so sick of it, you know. So when I was old enough to kind of like pick my own food, I just like never really like eat a lot of carbs, but I love baking. That's the thing, like I love baking bread and I love like making pasta and everything. I have this like super like signature recipe, which is like lamb shank with fettuccine and then with like red wine glaze. So like it literally takes like 6 hours to make, but it's so good. But other than that, I really don't eat a lot of like carbs. I usually just do like a type of meat and then like vegetables. Other than that, like I don't eat carbs. Not for skinny legend purposes, but just because they used to like force fed me rice. Anyways, yeah. Okay, if you were president or a world dictator for a day, I don't want to be a dictator. I don't think my personality is cut out for that. But what would you change? Oh my god, that's really good. That's a really good question. Ooh, fuck. That's really good. I think just there, it's so, I don't have the solution for this, but it frustrates me so much when people form their opinions based on incomplete information or like the wrong information, and then they kind of like spread that to other people. I mean, you know, just on top of my head, like people who are against like vaccines and stuff, and then they end up you know, infecting other people and shit like that, or people who think like the virus is a hoax and it's fake, shit like that, just like aggravates me so much. So yeah, I don't know how to like solve that, but I hate that so much. Where were we? Okay. In today's increasingly polarized world, what's one idea, policy, or value from the other political side that you agree with? Oh my god, if only I was American, dude. Like, this would be such a good question. But I'm not. There's a hint for you. And the country that issued my passport, at least, their politics it's just insane that it doesn't even make sense for me to like pick a side. So I don't know how to answer this question, honestly. Sorry, maybe I'll think of a better question. Okay. What's your formula or thesis for the good life? Oh, that's a really good question. I think surround yourself with people who support you. Don't be afraid to cut people who are toxic. Don't be afraid to cut people who don't add value to your life. Like, life is too fucking short to be friends with people like that, you know? But I totally know that sometimes it's like people in your family and you don't have a choice. And But yeah, I see so many people staying in toxic relationships or having friends who are like fucking like dicks to them, and it's like, why are you doing that, sir? You know? Okay, and then I'm so excited for this portion. So, Eddie came through with some really dumb questions, and I love them. So, okay, and then you guys can like tell me what you guys pick, okay? So this is the first question. Okay, so you get a one-time payment of $500,000, I guess, I'm guessing, but every time you have sex, your parents both get a text that says, for example, Daniel is currently having sex, do you take the money? That is so dumb, I love it. Okay, would I take the $500,000, but every time I have sex, my parents both of them get a text that says, for example, oh, B is currently having sex, I guess. Okay. 500,000. I could really use the 500,000. To be honest, because, like, my internship got canceled. So, like, yo, okay, 500,000 would be nice. And I think... Okay, this is gonna be so gross, but my parents are, like, the most supportive people ever. And I think they would be okay with getting texts like that, to be honest, because they are so open about like sex and shit. And sometimes they're like, so like, who you banging? I mean, not in that exact term, but they are so open. They're like, oh, you can tell us anything. I'm like, mom, I don't want to. So I think they honestly wouldn't mind getting texts like that, as long as I'm, like, safe, you know? But I'd be so uncomfortable. Yeah. Thanks for that question, Eddie. Okay, and then the second dumb question is... Where is it? There you go. Okay. Okay. Whew. Why are you like this? No, I asked him to compile this list, okay? So you're the real MVP. Okay. Every birthday, you get whatever you want for free. A new phone, a car, a house, concert tickets, a holiday, whatever. But every birthday, you get transported back to when you were conceived and you see what happens. Do you do it? Oh my God. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. So... As I said, my parents are very open about their sex life, unfortunately for me. So I know exactly where I was conceived. Should I say this? I'm so sorry, mom, dad, if you're listening to this. Why? Why are you listening to this? And how did you find it? But yeah, so I was conceived. Oh my God. I was conceived in a hammock. Tied in between two coconut trees. As I said, I grew up on an island, okay? It's not that weird. I don't know, like, ergonomically how that happened, you know? Because I feel like I've slept, you know, in a hammock before, and it's really hard to, like, get comfortable because you're always just, like, moving around. Or maybe it helps with, like, the momentum. So at least I know that, you know? Like, I'm not gonna get surprised. I don't know if I want to see it every year, but, can I close my eyes? Is that cheating? Or, oh my God. Yeah, if I can, like, close my eyes, but then I can hear the sounds. Fuck. I think it's fine. I'll get used to it. Ugh, ew. But I'll bear it. You know, it's not that bad. At least like with a hammock, I'm not gonna see like the whole thing. Hopefully, unless I get transported in the hammock, then that would be my nightmare. So yeah. You can have sex with anyone as much as you want for 6 months. Ooh, okay. But each time you orgasm, the person nearest to you who isn't involved also orgasms, as they know it's because of you. Do you do it? Oh my god. I feel like I don't mind if it's just like my friends or like my roommates. Cause like I live with three boys, and like if that happens, you know, at our apartment, I think all they do is just gonna be like stand, you know, right outside of my room, just waiting for whoever comes out and like give them like a high five or something. They're very supportive, but they're great boys. But like I can't imagine being like at your parents' house for like the holiday or something, and you like banging your girlfriend or boyfriend or something in like your childhood room, and then like your parents like feel it. Oh shit. I guess like I would say yes, but then I would never have sex near my parents. I mean, yeah, I don't do it anyway right now, but yeah, I would be a lot more careful, I feel. Yeah. Okay. You get the house of your dreams. Ooh, okay. But every time you sneeze, something you own disappears forever. Do you do it? Something I own disappears forever. Ooh. And is it just like random, or is it like something that I love disappears forever? Every time I sneeze, something I own disappears. I don't sneeze a lot, so I guess that's good. But do I take that chance though? Okay, no, because I already got the 500,000 from the first question, and so I invested that in like a buy. Okay, this is way too technical. So I invest that in like a biomed type of company, you know, and then get rich off of that, and then I buy the house of my dreams, right? Is that cheating, or is that just smart, TBH? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So those are all the dumb questions. Thanks, Eddie. And tell me what you're gonna, if you do it or not, I guess. Like, tell me what you pick down in the comment below. I can't speak today. Jesus. Okay. What else? Let's see. Okay. Have you found an audio crush or two yet? Maybe. I'm not gonna say who. Yeah. Maybe. That's it. That's my answer. What type of music do you like to make or sing? Oh, that's a real... Okay. I feel like every time I read a question, I go, that's a really good question. But honestly, like, yeah, all of these questions are really good, and I feel like you guys know me enough where, like, you know how to make the questions good, you know what I mean? Like, it's not too general, but it's not too specific, so I can really, you know, answer it how I want it. So, thank you. The music that I like to make or sing, mostly jazz, like, or at least, like, in school, that's what I'm in school for, like, I do mostly jazz, but I love hip-hop, I love making, like, beats and shit like that, I think you guys probably can tell, yeah, I love hip-hop, I love jazz hop, that's, like, my favorite genre ever. There's gonna be, like, a section where I talk about, like, my, favorite songs, and, like, songs that, like, reminds me of shit, so I'm gonna save it for that, but yeah, jazz and hip-hop, those are, like, my two favorite genres. I love rap a lot, but I can't rap, but I listen to a lot of rap, honestly. I like jazz a lot, honestly. Like, singing-wise, I like jazz a lot. I really enjoyed classical voice training, but I don't like, singing classical stuff, like opera and shit, I mean, because it's just so fucking boring, and you can't, like, put your own flavor to it, I feel. Sorry if you're an opera singer, I guess, but, like, literally, like, you know, there's a proper way to stand, there's a proper way to breathe, there's a proper way to do everything, and it's, like, sometimes I just want to fucking sing, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that was from TRD class. Oh, thanks for that question, and then we have Sexy Sa, oh, Queenie, okay, yay, how can I sing well like you, Sa, and be pretty and amazing like you. No, and why is your voice madly insane? Do you ever make mistakes? I make a lot of mistakes. like so perfect. Stop making me gush. You're making me gush. Thanks for being sweet and nice. Thank you. I make a lot of mistakes. And like just be, you know, just always remember that this is the internet. I get to curate what I want to show and what I don't want to show. You know, like I think that's something that people forget a lot, even on like Instagram and whatever, when you see, you know, someone's post and it looks like they have such a great life, but you never really know what they're actually feeling, you know, because you get to choose what you show and what you don't show. And then, how can I sing well like you? I've been taking vocal classes since I was probably 3 or 4. So I would say like that probably, like I've been singing my whole life. I mean, at first it was just kind of like for fun because I've always been kind of like a loud child, and my mom was like, oh my God, shut up here, just like sing, just like get, you know, your voice out here. But then it turns out like I'm actually like pretty good at it, and that just kind of continued. But yeah, it took a lot of like practice, and it took a lot of time and effort, you know. But yeah. Okay, and this is from Simon TTJ, top 5 artists. Ooh. Okay, top 5 artists. Are you ready? Okay. Number 1, Beyonce. Obviously, like, just from my username, Beyonce. I think she's an amazing artist, she's an amazing performer, she's an amazing, like, entertainer, whatever, just amazing all around, and I'm so lucky that I live at the time where Beyonce's alive. I don't know, sometimes I think about that, and I get emotional. Okay, Beyonce, Frank Ocean, I love Frank Ocean. I love Brockhampton a lot. I love Brockhampton, from like Saturation 1 to Ginger. Well, from All American Trash to Ginger. Just, I love Brockhampton a lot. I love, I like Drake, but like pre-2017 Drake. Let's stop there. But I can listen to pre-2017 Drake like 24/7, no problem at all. Who else do I love? I love Ryan Biddy. It's, if you don't know him, oh fuck, like his first album, his debut album is so good. I'll probably play like some of his songs because I think he's so underrated. Ryan Biddy is so great. Yeah. And then this is from Ball and Throw Away. Okay, don't throw your account away. Well, you can, like who am I? Okay. Do you plan to pursue any kind of career in music? I better, I don't know, I spent so much time and money into this, so, yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm planning to do that. Who knows if I'm gonna make it or not, but I'm planning to do that, yeah. How did you find this artist would be an interesting question, if so. Well, I mean, like, if I do, and I won't be using this persona, I guess, but I mean, like, I can't change my voice. Like, my voice is still gonna be this. So if you recognize this voice, like, on the radio or whatever, it's probably me. Don't call me out. Just, you know, shut up about it. But, yeah, it's probably not gonna be under this name, honestly. And then we have some questions from Wooden Crown. Hey, Beyonce. Hey. Okay, here's some questions. Do you like cats? I love cats. Cats are so funny. It's just so funny because, like, you never really know what they're gonna do. You know what I mean? Have you ever seen a cat that, like, looks so sweet and then, like, a second later, they're just kind of, like, mad about something and you're just like, what in this shit, you know? Cats are just so funny. I love cats. The animal, not the movie, obviously. Have you ever declined an offer for a date or relationship? I mean, yeah. Like, I don't want to date everyone, so... Yeah, I've done that before. But, like, I don't know. Like, I think with that, like, I... Like, as much as I can help it, I never want to, like, string people along. Because, like, life is short. Don't waste it on people who are not interested in you, dudes. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I try to be very, very upfront and try to be very clear about what I'm expecting from whatever relationship it is. You know? So, like, if I'm interested in you as a friend, you will know. If I am interested in you and more than a friend, like, you will know right away. Okay. If you could change something from your past, what would it be? I told you guys about my prom story, probably. And, I guess, like, in high school, I had a really good, like, guy friend that I I was really close with, but I was dating the other guy at the time. I guess that's the thing. Like, I wish that I had given him a chance instead of dating that guy, I guess. Yeah. That's one that I can think of on top of my head. Do you watch anime, or what's your favorite one? Okay. This is gonna be a little bit controversial, but I used to be such a slut for anime, but then I had a really bad experience at several like cons. Should I tell the whole story? Maybe not. Okay, I love Food Wars. That's I still love Food Wars. Food Wars. Love. And like, oh my god, food in anime, like, oh my god, gets me hard, dudes. Like, it always looks so good, right? Looks so good. I used to be a slut for animes. And then, I used to do, like, a lot of, like, cosplay and shit. And then, because of the country that I was in, I was pretty much the only, like, somewhat Japanese, somewhat Asian person. I got really uncomfortable because a lot of people, like, fetishize me for that. You know what I mean? I get really uncomfortable with, like, any kind of, like, race play and things like that. I'm fine with, like, skin tone acknowledgement, you know what I mean? Like, I know I'm tan, like, that's not, I know that, you know, but, like, anything, like, calling me, like, stereotypes, or, like, calling me, like, stereotypical, like, Asian names, like, I really don't like that. And that happened to me at, like, 3 or 4 different cons that I just kind of, like, yeah, I can't do this. It was, like, more, like, sad and frustrating than it was fun for me. So, yeah, that kind of turned me off a little bit, to be honest. Sadly. But I don't know, if you guys have any, like, anime, like, recommendations, feel free to hit me up, and I'd love to check it out, honestly. Yeah. What is it that makes you like a guy the most? Ooh, okay. Okay, so personality-wise, I would say a guy that can talk to me about anything, I guess. Like, a guy that's, like, interesting. That would be, like, number one. Because I think, just kind of thinking about it, the worst quality that a guy can have for me would be, like, boring, you know? Because I love talking, I guess, when I have, like, so many different interests. So I think a guy who's boring is just not it, you know, not it for me. An interesting guy, whatever it is, he doesn't have to like the same shit that I like, but as long as like he's passionate about like his shit, I'm naturally interested in people, so like he will probably get me interested in whatever it is he's interested in, honestly. Okay, and this is from, and then we have some questions from Long Day Underway. Okay. What recording or editing software do you use? I use GarageBand. And then I record with my, I have like a wired headphone. I don't know what the brand is. Maybe I'll look it up. But yeah, a wired headphone. Always has to be wired, guys. You can't make beats or shit with wireless. You gotta like be able to like track yourself, you know, do your own audio. And then, yeah, just editing would be like GarageBand. What microphone do you have? I literally just used this, like, I think it was like $25 maybe from Amazon, and it's like, it's pretty good, I think, as long as you know what you're doing, I guess. It's a little bit finicky that way. Like, you have to know what you're doing, I guess, in terms of the settings and stuff, but I can link it down below. Do you play any instruments or mostly software instruments? Ooh, okay. So I only play the piano and guitar. Like, if we're talking about, you know, like, performance ready, like, comfortable with the instruments, piano and guitar. And then other than that, I either get one of my roommates or my friends to, like, play the instruments that they can do. Because we have, like, a French horn major here. I have a friend that's, like, a piano major that is, like, basically, like, she's, like, a fucking prodigy. And yeah, so I mean, like, I guess that's, you know, that's what I really like about music school. You have a lot of friends that are willing to help you with projects and shit. But other than that, yeah, I use a lot of samples. Like, I love sampling stuff. And, like, yeah, making beats in, like, different softwares and stuff. It's really fun. What kind of dog do you have or want? Ooh, okay. So back home, I said I have two dogs. So one is a Shih Tzu and then one is a poodle. And I love them. They're so cute. I would love to have a Bichon Frise. If you don't know what they look like, I love them so much. They look like, oh my God, they look like, they're like, the face looks like a plate and I love them. It's so funny. It's so funny. I also love pugs, but I feel really bad because they can't walk and like they can't breathe. But I love them. They're so cute. But I wish that people like wouldn't like breed them more because I feel bad, you know. And then this is from Kirigaya Kazuto. Do you watch or like anime? I answered that before. Used to be a huge slut for it. Got turned off because of unpleasant experience, but would be open to checking out more stuff. And if so, do you think an anime roleplay audio is a thing that could happen? Ooh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say no. If there's a good script that I like, I would be open to that, probably. Yeah, because, I mean, if it's, like, in a script, it's not going to be, like, race play-ish, right? I think. Yeah. So, yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll do an anime roleplay audio. Which of your current audios is your favorite and why? Ooh, okay. I want to say, like, technical-wise, probably Cheerleader Episode 2, because it just, yeah, it was a lot, because I literally layered each, element, you know what I mean? Like, the forest ambiance. It's like you have like the siren track, and then you have the cricket track, you have the wind track, so and then it all kind of like blends together, and like the way that I kind of like layer it really matters to like get that feeling of like little kind of like suburban town type of feel. But yeah, like technical wise, like that's my current favorite. But, like, creative-wise, I want to say the succubus one. The sexy sleeping paralysis demon. Because I just thought it would flop so hard. Because I was like, this is so weird. No one's going to want to listen to this. But people liked it. And I was like, okay, I can do weird shit. Like, this is fine. So, yeah, I really like that one, too. Would you consider yourself more dom or sub? I would consider myself more of a dom, to be honest. If you heard my my drunk rambles, I said that I like breaking guys. That's true. I mean, yeah. I like sleepy guys that looks like they're breakable. I guess. I don't know. I'm a little bossy, so I think I'm a dom. But I'm like a gentle dom. You know what I mean? I don't like insulting or like. I make sure that they're having a good time. That's all I'm gonna say. I guess. But it depends, like, if someone has the right vibe, I guess, and, like, the right energy, I could be a little subby. I don't know if I would go, like, full on sub, but I can go a little subby. Like, if I'm with a girl, but I have a very specific type of girl that I would hook up with. It's, they're, like, girls who are, like, so confident, and, like, they know what they want, and they make me go, like, oh my God, like, do I want to be her or do I want to fuck her? You know what I mean? It's like one of those things. Then I want to be domed, you know? Because it's like, I don't know, just kind of hot, I guess, if it's with a girl. Either way, yeah. Otherwise, I'm the dom. Wavy Galaxy, do you want to do hooks and collab? Ooh. See, like, I think this person is talking about, like, music. I would love to do hooks for like raps and shit. I love doing that. Plus, like, it only, you know, it's not like a huge commitment. Plus, I can't rap, but and then like I can just like listen to it. You know what I mean? Like, it's great. I would love to do hooks. Like, if any of you guys like rap, hit me up. If I like the beat, like, I'll do it. Top five albums. Ooh, okay. Okay. Blonde. Frank Ocean. Channel Orange. Frank Ocean. Lemonade. Beyonce. Damn, Kendrick Lamar, Childish Gambino, because of the internet. Yeah. Wait, and then, like, The Saturation Trilogy from Brockhampton. Sorry, that's not top five. But yeah, I have so many, like, those are, like, the albums that I constantly listen to, and I don't skip a song at all. Okay. Describe the reasons behind why you enjoy making binaural audios. Ooh. It's fun, honestly, because, like, in music production, like, you don't really get to do that a lot, I guess. But with, you know, creating, like, atmosphere and shit, you really get to transport the listener to, you know, a place and be, like, fully immersed in that. So I just, yeah, I think it's really fun. What tags attract you the most to want to do a recording? Ooh, friends to lovers, I would say. Yeah, I like doing friends to lovers stuff. I like doing, like, characters that are, like, interesting. I like a lot of, like, mean type of characters, but they're, like, mean because of a reason, shit like that. Or, like, yeah, like, a lot of, like, wholesome thing, I guess. Or, like, when it's, like, character-driven or, like, story-driven, there's a lot of, like, relationship building. Shit like that really, really attracts me, I think. What's a tag that you haven't done yet that you would love to record? A tag that I haven't done yet would be a collab. It would be so fun to do a collab. And maybe, like, I want to do an audio where I play, like, a siren. I think that would be really fun. I'm still trying to find, a script that I like. Yeah. But yeah, playing a siren would be really fun. I don't know if I want to do, like a scary one, like a Harry Potter kind of mermaid, or, like, a pretty one, but I think it would be really fun. Do you live in an environment where it's easy to record, or rather difficult? Ooh, that's good. Okay. I mean, yeah, I live with three guys, and they're all, like, music people, so it's constantly loud, and there's always, like, music playing, but, like, I, you know, especially in, like, quarantine, that's kind of how we entertain each other, I guess. So it's, like, it is fun. Plus, our upstairs neighbors, they, oh my god, they, I don't know why, but I think they just love, like, jogging at, like, 2 a.m. in the morning, like, in their living room. So I'm like, oh my god, fuck off. But it's not too bad, because then I just, like, go in my closet and then record, honestly. And that works, I think. Lastly, you have 6 minutes on worldwide TV to play any song you wish. And over 1 billion people will see it. What would you play and why? Power Slide by Ryan Betty. It's so good. Power Slide by Ryan Betty. It makes me so happy. I'm gonna play it for you guys, actually. Yeah. Let's do a little jam thing so we can listen to someone else's voice other than me for a change, right? Okay. Fantastic. Now we're power slide until we can both pass. You got the TV on with the volume down for colors in the background. Service over when I die. Can let go of the heat. Can let go of your hand. I roll into the deep end. Cause I wanna feel the wind blow while I ride. Sun's up like this and you're good at transition. Service over when I die. Can let go of the heat. Can let go of your hand. I roll into the deep. That harmony! I love it! Oh my god. Sorry. That song makes me so happy. Okay, I'm back. Let's answer more questions. Okay, we have Schmilfkank _. Is that right? I don't know. Okay, some stupid questions. I love stupid questions. Let's go. What's your stance on the pineapple on pizza debate? Oh, okay. So, If there's going to be pineapple on a pizza, it has to be, like, the full, like, Hawaiian pizza. If it's just, like, a pineapple on a pizza, then no. But I can get down with Hawaiian pizza, you know. Would you rather have bionic arms or legs, and why? Ooh, okay. I would rather have bionic arms because I have great legs. Is that gross to say? Whatever, like, you've seen my legs, they're pretty great, they're pretty thick, so whatever, fuck it, I can be confident with myself, I've worked hard, okay? Okay, if you had a third ear, where would you put it? Oh my god, that's so great, probably my neck, so then, like, if I don't want it if I don't want it showing, then I can, like, cover it with my hair. But then if I want to hear people, like, talking behind my back, and then I can just, like, expose it and, like, hear what they're saying, you know? Okay. On average, how many takes does it take for you to finish an audio? How many takes? Like, takes-wise, not a lot. Maybe, like, one to four, maybe. It depends. But usually, like, one to two is enough. I try to do it as little as possible, I guess, just to get, like, the most kind of genuine reading out of the script. Especially if it's the, like, sexy part of the audio, then I try to do it in one or two takes, because otherwise I think it would sound too fake. Or, yeah, I don't want to give that to you guys. Like, I want it to be, like, as real as possible. So far, which one has been the most challenging to get through? Editing wise, cheerleader episode 2, honestly. But recording wise, probably the feeling still deep down. Just because, like, I didn't have a script. That's a weird way to say script. I didn't have a script, so I was recording it, like, as I go, but it wasn't really, like, improv, because there were, like, songs and stuff. I don't know. It was just, like, me just, like, saying shit that I would, like, say to my friends if they were here, I guess. I guess that's kind of improv, but yeah, that was hard, because it came from, like, a real place, I guess, just, like, wanting to be there for someone. Yeah, okay. And then we got questions from Dandelion9. Number one, excluding your lips or your neck, where is your favorite place to be kissed? Ooh, I would say, like, you know when you're, like, anticipating, when a guy, like, kisses you, like, on the lips, and then, like, the neck, and then, like, kind of, like, travels down your body, you know what I mean? And you're, like, ooh, like, you like, don't know, where he's gonna, like, go next, and you're just kind of, like, ooh, okay, like, surprise me. Yeah, that drives me wild. Which superpower do you choose? The ability to fly, invisible, or the ability to always fall asleep and wake up exactly when you want to? Ooh, okay. Probably. Ooh, I would love to be invisible, but I know that that's gonna turn me into, like, a super villain. I don't know if I'm ready for that. Probably the ability to fly. That would be cool. That would be awesome. What's the last song really make you feel emotional? Baby Blue by King Krule. I love King Krule. I love Baby Blue by King Krule. I love him. And also, Loki, I lost my virginity to that song. But shut up, don't tell my dad. Okay. Have you ever been in love? Yes. For the next year, every time you engage in any sexual act, okay, alone or with someone, digital or in person, you become limited to experiencing one sense. Oh my god, this is so good! Wait, who's this again? Dandelion9, fuck, okay. Alright, come through, okay. You can choose to see everything that happens, feel every touch, hear every moan or word, taste everything, or smell everything. Which do you choose? What if you could pick only two? That's so good, okay. I would say feel every touch. That would be the top one. If it's two, then I would say either hear or smell. Yeah, maybe hear. And then if I can do three, and then smell. I really don't care what they look like, honestly. Just make me feel good. Sorry. This is from ZPL. How did you get such a beautiful voice? With hard work, honestly. I'm not, like, naturally, I wake up and then I have this voice, honestly. Like, it's a lot of hard work. Would you someday make a song about my country? I live in Brazil. I would love to go there first, to get some inspiration. I've never been to Brazil, and I heard that the people there are hot, so I'd love to see them for myself, I guess. And then this is Young Steven. What up? Okay. Would you rather date a Japanese penis monster or Eric Andre? Okay, low-key, I think Eric Andre went to a music school. I'm pretty sure. So I think we would have more in common, and we would have things to talk about. The latter. Okay, and here are some questions from Ezra. What up? Okay, what genres of music do you enjoy listening to? Jazz, hip hop, rap, mostly. Anything obscure like metal in there? Ooh. Okay. This is my one obscure thing. This one time, we were at a house party, and we played Punjabi dubstep, like, as a joke, but low-key, it kind of slaps. Let me show you. Are y'all ready? Hey. Right? Like, low-key, it's kind of good. Tell me I'm wrong. Okay. Am I wrong? Like, it kind of slaps. Anyways, yeah. So now, like, every time we have a house party, we play some Punjabi dubstep. And then, next question. What program do you use to create the loops in the background of your audios? Just GarageBand, honestly. Was that your guitar playing in the loop from the cheerleader audio? Yes. Do you play any other instrument? That and piano. That's it. I'm more of a singer. What's your favorite season? Personally, mine is winter. I love winter, but I love the spooky season, so fall. Yeah, fall's amazing for the spooky stuff. If you were to be able to go on a dream holiday to a location of your choosing, where would you go and why? I would love to go to Japan. Never been to Japan, which is crazy because I have some Japanese in me. And I love their food. I think Japanese food is probably like the best like cuisine because it's just like so like pure in terms of like ingredients. You know, like they always make sure that they have like the freshest and the best ingredients, and they're not like fussy with how they cook it or like the or have like a lot of ingredients. It's just very simple, very clean, but it's so fucking good. Okay, do you have any interesting hobbies? Video games, reading. I love history, but more like genealogy, research kind of history. I love kind of learning about how people used to live, I guess. Like, that would be, like, my jam. So I love reading, like, old magazines and, like, old letters, shit like that. I really love that when you can see, you know, how people actually live. Like, with things like memorizing, like, important dates, like, I don't like. I don't know, is that bad? But, yeah, it's just, like, yeah, looking at, like, old photos, looking at old letters that, yeah, I love doing that. If you like reading, what genre or author is your favorite? I love horror a lot. And this is gonna be so cliche, but I love me some Stephen King. At least, like, 80s. Stephen King. Last year, I went to Maine. Legit, I went to Maine. And then I went on a Stephen King tour. And it was amazing. Like, we got to see all the, like, locations that, like, inspired the different books. And do you guys remember Pet Sematary? The little kid, Gage? Yeah, like, the scene where he was, like, buried and shit, it was, like, actually filmed in, like, Bangor, Maine, and we were there, and it was great, it was fun, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was a little weird, like, walking around the cemetery and being, like, low-key, like, giddy, but I'm, like, yeah, it was a lot of fun. I love horror. What else? What made you decide to do audios? I just wanted to do different shit, I guess. Like, I'm bored, I'm kind of horny, but I can't bring anyone home because, you know, I don't want to, like, expose my roommates to other people, I guess. I just want to do different shit, and I just want to, like, tell a story, and this is a medium that I had never explored before, so, yeah. Are there any audios you plan on doing in the future? I have so many audios planned, honestly, and If you're a scriptwriter and we've talked, like, I honestly, I have your script, like, in my shortlist. I just, it takes me so long to like do one audio because I'm insane. So they are coming, but it's gonna take a while, okay? But it's gonna be worth it, I promise. Yeah. Okay, and then we have Bloop Mast. Ooh, okay. What up? Okay, if you had to pick one Frank Ocean song as your most favorite and one as your least favorite, what would they be? Okay, most favorite, Chanel. I think I already said that, yeah. Frank Ocean, Chanel. I also like Super Rich Kids. I really like Super Rich Kids. I really like Crack Rock. I really like Thinking About You. Sorry, that's just everything. Yeah, okay, Chanel, Crack Rock. Those are my top two. One is your least favorite. Okay. I think if you guys like Frank Ocean, you would know what I'm talking about. You know in Blonde, that track where Frank Ocean's mom is yelling at you about like don't do drugs, pot, like don't be a weed head, like shit like that. You know what I'm talking about? I'm just like, every time that comes up, I'm like, Frank, please, I just wanna chill. I don't want your mom to yell at me. Come on. But yeah. How do you feel about country music? Not great. I'm in like a little bit of a lore, I guess. My dad grew up in the South, in the South. So, growing up, he would listen to a lot of like country music. Actually, like, do you remember when Old Town Road came out? He was so excited, but like for Billy Ray Cyrus. And then he went like, is there a version where it's just Billy Ray? And I was like, no, what the fuck? But yeah, he's like, yeah, the other like guy just keeps talking. And I was like, sir, that's a rapper, but okay. But yeah, anyways, yeah, my family's insane like that. Okay, and then we have some questions from Zero. What's up? Okay, what is the most non-lewd thing that turns you on? Okay, clothes, way of speaking, mannerism, gesture. Clothes, okay. I'm really simple. I like dark colors on a guy, I guess, like black, gray, navy blue. I like white too, like white, just like plain white t-shirt on a guy. Ooh, love. Hoodies, I like big hoodies. I like stealing big hoodies. So yeah, I'm very simple with like clothes. And then way of speaking. I really like deep voices, I guess, but like still sounding young. I'm just describing Matt Champion. I'm so sorry. No, but like yeah. So, yeah, deep voices, but still sounds young. Accent-wise, I don't care. I'm an equal opportunity type of bitch. So whatever accent you got, hit me up. Mannerism. I like soft boys a lot. I like soft boys. Yeah, but I also like a guy that like wants to like challenge me. You know what I mean? Cause I want to break them. And if they're like, ooh, can you break me? And I was like, yes, I can, bitch. Okay. Gesture, yeah, just soft. I really like soft, sleepy boys. Yeah. What is your favorite cuss word in any language? Ooh, okay. So, growing up, how do I even say this? I spoke English, but it was very formal, I guess, because I would speak it with my dad, and I would speak it at school. So, the first time that I've ever heard the word motherfucker, was, fuck, it was an HBO show, but I don't remember what it was. But yeah, I literally, like, turned to my dad, and then I said, what's a motherfucker? And then he was so stunned. And yeah, that was just a crazy memory, I guess. So that's my favorite cuss word, just motherfucker. I'm very simple like that. So yeah, thanks for your questions. And then we have some questions from Shiobara Queen. Okay. Which character in your audio is the most you? Feeling still deep down, I would say, because that's just me riffing. Do you have a VA crush? Maybe on GWA? Maybe it's Zero. I don't know. that's a really great question. Next, do you have a female VA you look up to? Belle in the Woods, Crown of Violet. I love her character work. Awkward Audibles for her amazing ramble faps. Like, she's so descriptive and so hot. So yeah, those are my top three. Yeah. And then we have porn_AC. Okay. I feel like one of your posts mentioned that you were a music major. Correct. Yes. What has been your experience with that so far? My experience with music school is, it's been really great. Getting to know people who are like passionate about music, but it's in like so many different genres and so many different like instruments. I don't love the faculties that are like practically dinosaurs, especially like in my program, because I'm in jazz. There are so many faculties that are like, you can't like mix genres or like beats like don't belong in jazz. And I'm like, man, and I'm like, fuck you, whatever. As long as it like sounds good and it like kind of slaps, then like I don't care, you know. And then this is a question from Wannabe Wash. Okay. What's something about you that you wish more people knew? Something about me that I wish more people knew. Probably that I'm not as dumb, I guess, as I sound. Is that? I don't know. I feel like, I don't know if I give off like dumb bitch vibes, but like I feel like there are some people in my DMs that think I'm like super naive or like try to like trick me into giving personal information as if this was like my first day like on the internet. I don't know. Yeah, but yeah, I'm here for a good time and a long time. So I took a lot of precaution before even signing up. So don't worry about that. I'm not gonna fall for any of those traps. Yeah. Okay. And then this is from Shiobara Queen again. I gotta do this, okay? Okay. Can you please record yourself trying Zero's inhaler sounds? He explained it in his AMA, yet I still can't do it. Okay. So, for you guys who don't know what she's talking about, so Zero has a Wheezy Boy series where he does the inhaler sounds, but we just discovered that it's not sound effects and he just like does it with his mouth, which is wild. And he explained how to do it in his AMA. So I'm gonna try and do that and embarrass myself. Okay, so I'm gonna have like him explaining it playing as well.
And number six, how in the hell do you make the inhaler sound?
How?
Okay. So to answer everyone on that question, how do I make the inhaler sounds?
Yes.
The easiest way I do it is to make the clicking. I don't use any sound effects for that. Literally just use my mouth for that. What I do is I click my tongue on the inside of my teeth with my cheek kind of open to allow air to go out.
I look so stupid.
And then
right
I just
now.
Click my tongue on the side, and that's how I get the click. So that's how you get the click.
What the I'm not doing it. Wait.
It's just a simple.
Wait. Okay. Hold up. Okay. Okay. Tongue. Okay. How do you click it? What the fuck? Oh my god. Wait. Kind of? No? I don't know. I'm not as talented. Okay. Continue. Okay, sorry.
You know, the actual puffs.
Okay.
I put my hand over my mouth as if I actually still had an inhaler in my hand, and I suck air through my teeth. And I have my lips puckered up, and that's how I get the good puff sound up. And of course, you know, I inhale deep to simulate the fact that I'm breathing, because I still remember how I felt to have asthma when I had it so young.
King.
How in the hell?
Yeah, like, wait. Okay. I can do this one. It doesn't look hard. Okay. I just. I look so stupid. Okay, wait. Nope. Wait, my roommate has an inhaler. Wait. I can just try to imitate that. Wait, one second. Okay.
Yo. I want to sample it. Yeah, is that cool? Okay. Thanks. Okay,
I'm back, okay, okay, can you guys hear that? Okay, it's not clicking that much. Okay, what the fuck, sir? I think it's empty, wait, yeah, it's not puffing.
Wait, 1 second. Yo, you know your inhaler's empty? Yeah, try it. Then just get it delivered or something. You want me to get it? Or just gonna stop having asthma, it's not that hard. Yeah, just stop having it, you know? Do what you love, King. interesting. Or you can go fuck yourself. Yeah. I love you.
Where were we? Okay, next question. Let's get it. Okay. What is your favorite type of M&Ms? Do you even like M&Ms? I do like M&Ms. I just like the regular milk chocolate one. I don't like peanuts. It's not an allergy thing. I just don't like peanuts in desserts. Yeah, I'm not a fan. And also any video games. Harvest Moon and The Sims. Yeah, that's it. I'm very simple. The way you enunciate certain letter sounds or letter combination sounds make me think English is not your first language. Am I right? If so, what is your first language? It isn't. I think I already talked about this a little bit, but I grew up speaking English and another language, which is like a native island one. Hey, and then the second question is, being a music major, do you plan to write, record, and publish music, or teach? I'd say write and publish, hopefully, you know, because I don't like kids. No, that's not true. If they're cute, I like them, but I've met so many, like, asshole kids that I can't. So, yeah, probably write music. And then we have Crown of Violet. Hi! Yay! Hi, Violet, what's up? Coffee or tea or both? I would say coffee. I really like cold brew stuff. But also, my go-to, like, Starbucks drink is... Sorry, I'm, like, getting hard just thinking about it. Iced matcha latte with 2 shots of espresso. So that's both coffee and tea. And, like, what's really good about that is that there's caffeine in green tea and coffee, so you're, like, wired. You're literally, like, awake. You also might die, because sometimes if I haven't, like, eaten anything, then my heart's just, like, racing, and you're like, oh, shit. But, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I need it, dude. Yeah. Thanks for the question, Vi. Okay. And then we have Luke, 5765, you know what I mean. What up, Luke? Okay, what color are your eyes? My eyes are green. Yeah, sometimes they're like bright green, sometimes they're dark green, but yeah, dark. Yeah, green, sorry. And then we have a question from R. Chris. What's up? Okay, exotic potato. Would you rather fight 1 Dwayne Johnson sized Danny DeVito or 5 Danny DeVito sized Dwayne Johnson's? Oh, holy fuck. No, that's a really good question. I'm gonna say 5 Danny DeVito sized Dwayne Johnson, because I think if Danny DeVito was as big as Dwayne Johnson, he would be too powerful, you know? There has to be some kind of balance in this world. We can't have that. Okay, and then this is a question from Dragon A7. Have you listened to the Norman fucking Rockwell album yet? If so, what do you think? Yes, I love Lana Del Rey. I think she's so great. She's so awesome. And yeah, I have an audio that I'm planning where I might include a song from her. I might. I don't know. I'm still playing around with it. I don't know if I like it yet. Cause like that's the thing though. Like I have so many audios that like I would start and then halfway through it, I'm like, this sucks. And then I just scrapped it. So yeah. And then we have a question from It's Ty Bear. Beach or mountains? I'm an island girl. Beach. Beach all the way. Okay. And then we have a question from Speedy RB. Hi, B. I hope these questions aren't too personal. I love personal shit. Let's go. Okay. I was wondering how creators on Reddit are able to monetize their content and continue to create more audios for free. I realize that Songasm doesn't have any ads. Are these audios created as just a side hobby? Because most of the content is extremely high quality, and I can imagine would take a lot of work. But I just don't see how creators such as yourself are able to upload regularly without earning some revenue. If that is the case, you are so generous and creators like yourself deserve everything. Aw, okay, that's so sweet. Well, so for me, like literally I joined about 3 weeks or like a month ago. And I started it as a hobby, basically, because we're all, you know, quarantined and bored and low-key corny. So, yeah, I don't know. I haven't really thought about monetizing shit yet. Like, you're totally right. It does take a lot of time. That's why I set up a Buy Me a Coffee link just because, like, it's a one-time payment thing because I don't know if I can commit to, you know, having, like, memberships and shit. And also, like, that's... I don't know, because we're, like, okay, like, we're all quarantined, right? So, like, I still do have a job, but, like, I don't have to commute and stuff. Like, usually it takes me an hour to get there and then an hour to go back. So, when I started working from home, and then I kind of, like, calculated how many hours I have now, you know, how many extra hours I have now. And then I just tried, you know, figuring out, like, what I can do with those extra hours. And I was like, okay, let's try GWA. And so I kind of use my time there. Obviously, I don't know how that's gonna work when shit opens up, but I'm not planning to go anywhere anytime soon, so yeah, I don't know. That's not a great answer, but that's how I feel, dude. Okay. Does it get weird or awkward while filming the more intimate parts of your audio? It does, but also it doesn't. I don't know. Like in my cheerleader episode 2, there's a behind the scenes that you can hear real time what I was feeling and what I was thinking. I mean, I guess it is a little bit awkward, but I think I choose scripts where the intimate parts kind of feel or kind of flow, like, organically, or, I mean, I guess as naturally as possible. So it doesn't feel as weird, I guess. You know, it feels a little bit more natural than a performance, if that makes sense. Yeah. What else? Okay, and then the last... Wait, no, not the last question, because I have... Okay. What is your most insane night out / drinking story? Okay. So this is the last night before we all went to college. So, like, high school. This is, like, end of high school. So me and three of my best friends, so it's me, one guy, wait, no, I can't count. It's me and four of my best friends, so it's me, two guys, and then two girls. We went out, and we got really, really, really drunk, because, most of us, none of us are going to the same college, so we're like, okay, this is, like, our last night together, and so we just, like, went batshit insane, but, like, one person, obviously, like, stayed sober, because he's, like, the designated driver. Anyways, so we were going home from the bar / club, I guess, because this was, like, 4:30 in the morning, I guess, and, we were all just, like, so tired, and, like, my two guy friends, are sitting in front, and then, us, like, three girls were sitting at the back. And of course, you know, at 4:30 in the morning, while we're all, like, super drunk, apparently is the perfect time for my guy friend, who was not driving, to come out as gay. and so, and the way that he did this was, he was like, guys, I have an announcement. And we were all, like, so fucking tired. We're like, what? And then he, like, stood up. I mean, not really, because he's, like, 6'2". So he kind of stood up and then just, like, took off his pants. And so his dick was just, like, kind of hanging out. And we're like, okay, what's happening? But also, like, we were all best friends. Like, I've seen it before. I don't know if you guys do that with your guy friends. But, like, it's not weird, I promise. But yeah, like, I've seen it before, but I was like, okay, like, what is happening? It's a little weird, but at least I didn't feel harassed. I don't know. I was like, what are you doing? And then he was, like, swinging it, like, to us girls. And then he went, see? Nothing. He, like, kind of touched it a little bit to, like, the my friend who was driving. But, like, he's also seen it before. But it's not like it's not a sexy thing, I promise. So he was like, what are you doing, man? And then he was like, see? Twitching a little bit. And then he just like sat back down. And then he just went, I think I'm gay. And then we're like, cool. So yeah. And then like the morning after, we're all like, was that real or was that like a dream that I had? And I was like, nope, that's real. Cool. One of our best friends is gay. That's fine. Cool. Which is like totally cool, but it's just like the way that like he did it was like really, really strange. So yeah, that's probably the most insane night out story. Okay. As a fellow Brockhampton fan, what are your favorite songs and albums? My favorite album is probably Saturation 2. Favorite songs, Zipper, Sweet, Rental, District, St. Percy. Sorry, it's so many. I love Junkie. How can I forget Junkie? 1999 Wildfire, Boy Bye. I love Brockhampton. I love Brockhampton a lot. Also, how can you mention Sleepy Boys without mentioning Bareface? Because I think Matt Champion is sleepier. I think Bareface is a little bit lazier, but I think Matt is a little bit more sleepy. Yeah. So that's, oh my god, that's it for all the questions? Fuck yeah! I did it! Alright. Shit. Okay, bye! Thanks for all the questions. I hope that was interesting and that you learned a lot about me. I don't know if anyone even wants to learn about me, but I guess like since you guys like asked me, then hopefully that's interesting. All right, cool. Bye.